Wyoming is a five-piece indie folk band that was started in 2016 by Sean Day from Sheridan. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick and very happy to welcome back to Wyoming Sound, Sean Day. Good morning.
Good morning, Grady.
Yeah, the band actually started as a solo project in Los Angeles.
It did, yes, in 2016. I was working out of the Madden Brothers studio. Joel and Benji Madden had a little label there called MDDN. And I was working with a producer, Courtney Ballard, who took me on as a passion project. And at the time, I was flying back and forth between Los Angeles and Wyoming and was getting inspired by the roots of Wyoming, doing a lot of instrumental writing. And I was just really feeling the kind of beautiful themes in Wyoming that inspired this collection of songs that were written between 2016 and 2017.
How has the band evolved since that start?
You know, that was one of the greatest challenges because I knew in 2016 that I was moving back to Wyoming, but I also knew that it would be challenging to find musicians that could, you know, that were competent on their instruments and could sing harmonies and, just trying to build that from scratch. I knew I had some work ahead of me, but that being said, we're fast forward 4 years later. I'm just so grateful for our team. I am working with some of the best musicians in the state, in my opinion, and I can't speak highly enough of them. It's Will Kraft on bass, and he also sings and plays drums. I'm working with Amanda Patterson, who plays keyboards and also sings, and she's just wonderful. She runs a little studio in downtown Sheridan called Aspen Grove and is really instrumental in helping a lot of the kids around our community play piano. And then also working with Malik Grant, who's our violinist, also just an exceptional musician who also sings. So I ended up working with some of the best people in town. I'm really grateful for it. And it's taken a while, you know, it was an organic process, but we got it dialed in now.
Yeah, that's great. You have a new song and video that debuted this week, and we're certainly happy to share it with Wyoming Sounds listeners. You can see the video on our website, wyomingsounds.org. You also have a cool story, Sean, about a University of Wyoming reunion of sorts at a well-known studio in Laurel Canyon, California. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in 2018, I flew out to LA to do a session with some musicians and some of the production team that we've had out there. And just strangely and coincidentally, all of us had music making connections together from our past, actually from the University of Wyoming. It was Chris Hackman, who I was in a band with for years called Green Horse. And then prior to that, going on your show in 2004 as the Spongeheads, we were a duo at that time. We reconnected in Laurel Canyon at Danny's house, who's the lead singer of Three Dog Night. It was their personal recording studio and up in Laurel Canyon, there's like lemon trees. And it was just a pretty surreal experience recording up there. Also had the chance to reunite with a fellow brother. His name is Blake Dollinger, and just a phenomenal drummer. He now plays with I the Mighty full time, and he was also a UW grad. And Chris, Blake, and I all had a band at university, and played a couple shows in Laramie in the early 2000s. So to be reunited with those guys in Laurel Canyon at Three Dog Night Studio was just like, you know, and this is like 16 years later. So it's
wow.
Just one of those surreal experiences where you're like, man, I just feel so blessed. This
that is
so
great.
Awesome.
And that, yeah. And Alice Cooper actually lived in that house prior to Danny Hutton.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Wow. Good story.
Such an amazing studio too. Like just kind of like a kitsch home studio with really cool vintage instruments in this kind of living room space. And then off of that, like behind the glass, a beautiful board. And actually, I went up there with Courtney Ballard. He's the one who's done all the engineering for the Wyoming project. And yeah, our focus was to track drums the whole day. So it was just working with Blake in that drum studio and him just laying down drums on all of the demos that we had put together.
Yeah, there's such a great history of music that has emerged from Laurel Canyon. Of course, the Echo in the Canyon documentary that was released a couple of years ago with Jacob Dylan and
yes,
just a host of musicians. I want to ask you about, everybody's been pretty much on lockdown, isolation over the past year.
Yeah.
And slowly it looks like we're starting to open up a little bit. Are you planning some live shows for this summer for the band Wyoming?
You know, I'm not committing to any live shows right now just because this is such a great unknown that we're all going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for live music to come back, and we've had a couple opportunities come through ranging from the trail run that happens here annually at Kendrick Park. We've been asked to play part of that music festival that's at night. Also a 4th of July and 10 Sleep we have on the table. And then a couple of weddings have come through. But yeah, to be honest, it's hard to commit to anything right now because I just have no idea where we'll be at, socially by that time. I am excited for it, and I can't wait to get some of this music out there and just be, you know, living in a time where people can get together and celebrate music and life. I think that's going to be awesome. But just as of right now, not committing to anything.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan. In the meantime, we have a new video and a new song. Tell us about the inspiration behind the song, 9 to 5.
Okay, so yeah, it goes back quite a ways. 9 to 5, I wrote when I was 22 years old in Sheridan, and I kind of just got it about 50% up. I had the guitar parts down and some of the harmonies and stuff, but then I let that song just kind of sit for about 10 years, and I got a call from an old friend of mine who I used to teach. His name's Ethan Chartier, and he was like, hey, this song needs to see the light of day. You need to do something with it. So fast forward to 2017, and I just sat down and that chorus kind of came out of the guitar, all about freedom and just kind of breaking through that 9 to 5 that we all have become so familiar with. And it worked. You know, I had the verses already carved out, but I did not have a chorus for this. I actually had an alternative chorus for it that didn't really work. It kind of, instead of lifting it up, it kind of brought it down, so I didn't think that was the right chorus for the song. But when the freedom line came, I was like, I think this is a winner. And I sent it as a demo, just playing it on my acoustic guitar, to Courtney, the producer, and he was just like, this is fire. And he was really excited and had me in the studio like the next day, pretty much, to start the engineering process.
Yeah, and the video is out, and that's also filmed around Sheridan, is that right?
That's right. And that is Justin Case, who is the newest team member on the Wyoming team. Can't speak highly enough of his work. It's really hard, actually, to find solid quality videographers and cinematographers in Sheridan. There are a couple around for sure. And Justin just fits the team beautifully. He really gets the aesthetic, and the quality of work he's putting out is top notch. So I can't speak highly enough of him. And honestly, it just feels so good to have that piece in place on the team because, you know, music videos are a critical component of releasing music, and we're really excited just to have someone that gets it.
Yeah, great. And this song is available, will be on the streaming platforms.
Yeah, it'll be available everywhere digitally. You guys can get it on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, all those places. So
more information at iamwyomingband.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and we do have the video on our website, wyomingsounds.org. So big thanks to Sean Day, and we're going to roll the song now. This is 9 to 5.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wish I was driving toward that west coastline, out to the ocean, Pacific paradise. Just keep on smoking to quench these appetites. I'm free and I'm standing on the top, and you're gone. Can we start from the beginning? Now you're free, you're shooting for the stars, then it's gone. And it's back to the beginning again. Oh, oh, I'm just stuck here, I'm just doing time. So sick of trying, pretending to be fine. This job's a joke, yeah. The wage is half the crime. Tried to quit drinking, but I can't quit good times. I'm free, and I'm standing on the top, and you're gone. Can we start from the beginning? Now you're free, you're shooting for the stars, then it's gone, and it's back to the beginning again. These walls are caving in, and it's getting hard for us to breathe. You start to pull away, cause you know that it's better when it ends. And I'm free, and I'm standing on the top, and you're gone. Can we start from the beginning? Now you're free, you're shooting for the stars, then it's gone, and it's back to the beginning. And I'm free. It's back.